Hello and welcome to the audiobook treasures of Agape Love, Love is Here. I am Pastor Deborah, and I am so very honored that you would choose to open the ancient treasure chest of the Kingdom of Heaven and listen to its many hidden treasures it has to offer you and to share with you about yourself and others and the spiritual realm. These audiobooks are for your spiritual ears to hear, for your spiritual heart to learn from, and then for your converting and transforming of your soul back to its original place of its purpose and position of being a helpmate to its King, the Spirit. The many different audiobooks will also be placed in written form on the website for you to read if you wish. Also, each audiobook will be placed as a podcast on the different platforms and can be also listened to from Agape Love, Love is Here website as well. Spiritual treasures are waiting for you to find and discover them. Pastor Deborah will help you, for she has been a spiritual archaeologist for many, many years and still is. She has been seeking and searching out spiritual answers to the hidden realm of the spirit and humanity for most of her life, even as a small child. She has passed the test and the trials of her faith and the strength of agape love in her spiritual heart, and has become a spiritual shepherd of the spiritual treasure chest and its spiritually hidden treasures. She, as many others through time, have paid and still does pay a very high price as a shepherd and steward of the hidden treasures of the Kingdom of Heaven, and is in great spiritual battles daily. For when the Kingdom of Heaven and its spiritual truths are spoken and brought to the world, the enemy of the message of the Kingdom of Heaven comes out of his spiritual hiding places and attacks not only the message of the Kingdom of Heaven, but the messenger of the Kingdom of Heaven. This one topic is viciously attacked, and the message through anyone and anything that Satan has a base of operation out of, the territory of the flesh and its lust of its physical body and its soul, and is not of the family of the Heavenly Father yet, and are still plugged into the matrix of control by ignorance, and thus are enemies to the spiritual truth of the Kingdom of Heaven and its messengers. These unknown to themselves, who are living in ignorance of the matrix of control, and that they are living in a dream world, as Neo Anderson was in the Matrix trilogy. Neo had to learn that what he thought was real was only just a computer-generated program of beliefs and thoughts to keep the mind of a human ignorant of the true reality of his life, and that they are only controlled for other reasons that benefit something, or rather, someone they knew nothing about. In the movies, The Matrix, Neo had to be unplugged to learn that his life as he believed it to be and thought it was real and the truth was only a computer-generated program designed by machines, other life forms who need the human's energy to survive. These movies and many others will be used to help you, the listener, to spiritually understand one's own life and the life of others, and the role of the spiritual matrix in one's life, and how a hidden life form unknown to humanity is controlling the minds, thoughts, and even dreams of humanity. Another great moment in a movie that will help you to understand what the spiritual realm is and how it desires to control a mind and does out of the known awareness of humanity. The movie, The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, with Indiana Jones. In the movie, when Indiana is hooked up to the crystal skull, and the German doctor speaks to Indiana about the possibilities of being able to speak into the minds of anyone and to get them to think about whatever the mind controllers desire, changing a person from the inside out to whatever the controllers wanted, speaking into the minds of others, controlling armies, nations of people, changing history, and humanity never even knowing that this was happening due to the psychic abilities of the crystal skull. Very good information to hear, for this is the goal of the enemy of the kingdom of heaven's wonderful message and its riches and glory of its treasures. The ancient dragon desires to keep these treasures hidden and out of sight from humanity, and therefore keep humanity in darkness, the ignorance of a matrix of control, so they cannot become all that the King of Heaven desires for them to become, and thus become free of the matrix of control, and realize the truth of themselves, of others, of the Heavenly Father, and most of all, of Him, the dragon, from ancient days of time. So, come and listen to the ancient treasures of the Kingdom of Heaven, of yourself, the real you, the spiritual being in a dirt body, of others, the real others, of your soul in its lust of the flesh and the great pride it has, and then learn about the ancient dragon that controls through a matrix of deception and ignorance. Come and help yourself to be set free of the matrix of control through ignorance and darkness of the spiritual realm and the real you, the spiritual being, the forever person in a dirt body, a human. Come and help yourself to be set free. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.